I-M-A-G-A-Y?
Yes.
I-M-A-G-A... I'm a gay, yes.
Okay.
Well, what's wrong with you? Huh? You drunk or you took drugs or what? You calling here talking shit?
Hey, don't talk to me like
idiot.
That. Listen, woman.
Stop calling here idiot.
I'm sorry.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
God damn it. Hello, everybody. God damn it. Carlito here. Milkman here. Tuck here. Kokanee here. Madhouse here. Yay.
Yeah, money. We're back.
Fucking sound effects. Still way too loud. Said about the damn sound effects around here, everybody.
It's a crowd, man. They Hard. Really are charged. Good job, everybody.
A little too much energy for me, man. Just no. No, too much energy. Anyway, it's Madhouse Ready. We're back. This has become a bi-weekly affair. Every paycheck is when I call. I call every time I get a paycheck. You guys better hope my next job pays weekly. No. We gotta do that Tuesday switch. I'm just saying that the earlier that I do it, the better it is. I keep stalling. I've been busy, but it's finals week next week. So no. Hey, listen, asshole.
Maybe after
shut up.
Do this, maybe
listen. Listen, motherfucker.
Next season.
God damn you. Listen. Next week is finals week. I take some finals, motherfucker. And after the finals, I'm free for like 3 or 4 weeks. Cash the shit up. And then people have been working, helping us out with the fucking catching up the podcast. That should be, I think we got 2 episodes and 2 hot shits in the chamber right now. I think we got Milkman. I'm quite excited about that.
Oh man, that is fantastic.
Yeah, we got 2 hot shits.
Is coming together.
Yeah. The feeds are all fixed. The website is all fixed up. I want to direct everybody's attention to the website and direct your attention to the, you know, when you go to the website, I want everyone to go there right now if you get a chance and, click on the section for the, you know, the podcast, which is subscribe here, subscribe to the podcast here. It's right in the middle of the page, the Madhouse Live webpage. You got to be there right now. I'm presuming you're there and, subscribe to one or both of our feeds. If you don't know what a podcast is, just find out. So just click on the links and you'll figure it out in the process. It's fucking easy. It's fucking great. You can catch up. And because what I'm doing, man, is we're putting all prank calls in one feed. Just prank calls. I called it the prank cast. Nothing but prank calls. And then the other one's going to be the shows. That's the Madhouse, the Madcast. And that is shows of Madhouse Radio. So one for pranks. And one for the shows with the pranks that we do live. It's like you're listening now. I cut out all the music and the long pauses. I cut out a lot of Milkman and a lot of Tuck because I don't like them. Milkman is an asshole.
Damn it.
Just stupid drunk asshole is what you are.
All Tuck's fault.
Yeah.
And that damn old bastard Milkman, he's been listening to Nunu.
True then. All right. Milkman, I trust you're going to be on top of the Facebook page tonight, right? I'm going to be sending you updates to set over there, all right? Pay attention.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Milkman ruined Facebook.
Milkman ruined Facebook.
Wow.
I need some information here. I'm a little confused. I understand this is a movie. I'm so out of the loop. I understand that this is a fucking movie with people who are blue. And I'm supposed to get an Oscar. What is this about? Does it come out? Then isn't it premiering tonight or something? This what's his face in Titanic?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Oh, come on, man. The one, James Cameron. You know James Cameron, Titanic, did a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, it's another water movie with blue people.
It's a blue people movie.
Now, sort of, kind
of. Yeah.
It's a blue people movie? Yeah.
The blue people movie is fucking crazy,
Avatar,
everybody.
Avatar, someone is saying in the chat room.
Avatars. Yeah, you know, you gotta be, if you're Puerto Rican, you gotta add, you gotta make everything plural, like Gladiator. Every Puerto Rican that I know, A lot of Puerto Ricans that I know, the movie isn't called Gladiator, it's called Gladiators. You know, you got to put an S at the end. I don't know why. You know, they got their moms, their pops, their homies.
Because it's, yeah.
Yeah. So, Avatars, everybody. I'm really interested about this movie. I heard it's blue people and it's better than Titanic. And everyone fucking saw Titanic. Titanic took over the fucking world. They had this fucking ship. They cut it up in pieces and they put shit from the ship they took out from the bottom. And they had it in Orlando in this fucking, this fucking place you could go see it in this museum shit. And it cost more than fucking Disney. And people were going. There was lines outside the doors.
I know.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's going to be an Avatar museum and everything one day. They're going to bring
that's
up the wreck of the Avatars.
Why would they do that?
It's going to happen, bro. I'm telling you. Watch out. Fuck it. It's the biggest fucking thing since ever.
Little babies cry.
Yeah. What is it that Clark Griswold does? Someone find me that line. You know when Clark Griswold... Speaking, we're in a Christmas spirit here. Remember when Clark Griswold got so pissed off when his fucking boss got in that shitty-ass Book of the Month Club instead of the fucking pool money, and he wrote the check. He was going to bounce a check for, like...
Christmas vacation.
Yeah. He wrote a check for the
Chevy
pool.
Chase.
Yeah, Chevy Chase writes a book, a check for a pool for, like, several thousand dollars because he figures the bonus is going to cover it, and for the bonus, he finally gets it on Christmas Eve night, and it's a prescription to, like, the Jelly of the Month Club or something, and he went crazy. He had a panic attack in front of his family, started drinking eggnog. And he was like, it's going to be the best fucking Christmases, fucking Jimmy Doolittle dance with fucking... He has his whole fucking thing. He goes off on the boss. He says, I wish that I'd tell him it was such a bummer.
I'm sure on YouTube, the clip is there.
Yeah, someone sent me a link to it because I want to watch it right now.
Send us a link so we can play it right now.
I'm going to put it on the video feed and everything, fuckers. Bring it on. It's the breakdown where Clark Griswold just breaks down. He had enough. Look, man, I feel like that sometimes, you know?
Christmas Vacation. Chevy Chase. I don't know the year.
If any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there in Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
I feel that way sometimes, Milkman. I just lose it. I start choking my balls right there in middle of traffic. It's so mad. And I've talked about this on air before, and you people think I'm joking. But I swear to God, I have taken something in my balls and started just choking them right there out of anger, out of pure anger, Milkman. In the middle of traffic.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's how angry.
Them bastards, how dare they?
It took my balls off. I was gonna look. We gotta find Christmas music.
You gotta raise your frequencies, brother.
Yeah. So Tuck, you always do a bunch of queer stuff for the holidays. What do you got planned for Christmas? Where are you gonna write doodle over there? Can you doodle like a sexy Mrs. Santa?
Know.
Like a young Mrs. Santa
He's
Claus?
Got like a high time thing going on there, Mono.
Sexy Mrs. Santa. Sure.
Yeah. You ever seen the girls when? You ever seen the pictures of the girls that, you know, sexy girls and they dress up like Santa Claus? Isn't that weird to be attracted to that? Because they're dressing up like a man.
Right.
It's like they're in drag. It's like tranny Claus. Yeah. That was on The Office tonight.
Well, porn is a strange beast, my brother.
Yeah, but hey, here's an idea I was thinking. Athena let me in on the joke. She was watching The Office tonight's episode, and apparently a woman was dressed as Santa Claus, and he got upset. And he was calling her Tranny Claus, and it was very funny. And I thought it was funny, so I thought we should call like some places to have Santa Claus and accuse him of having a woman, you know, who's trying to dress like a man.
And we're ripping off The Office.
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
Well, no, we're just using the fucking idea. So The Office did a prank call about it. We're going to accuse him of having a tranny, a woman dressed like a man, trying to be
sure,
Santa
no,
Claus. I think I gotta, dude. I've got the proof.
There you go.
I got the proof. I'm gonna say I have proof.
Tranny Claus.
I'm gonna say Tranny Claus that flashed me.
Hi.
And it had a vagina.
Got anal cancer and died.
Tranny Claus has a vagina.
Oh, God, that's creepy. Stop it, asshole. Don't do that shit around me. Anyway. Christmas music is on.
Show your titties, Doug.
We got Nisga Liquors. Nisga Liquors is in New York, New York. Magoon's Taxi, the Goomy, also known as the Goony Comedy Club and Restaurant. They're taxis and a comedy club. That's very responsible, folks, because if you're drinking too much of the comedy club and a taxi, that taxi machine is right there.
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, man, dude, Mr. Rogers is the fucking, you know.
Get close, it's Charlie Brown.
Peanuts.
Yeah, here in Orlando.
From Peanuts.
Here in Orlando, they got a communications building, and I've been thinking about pushing them to name the communications building, the Fred Rogers building. Here at one of the universities.
Cool.
I just thought it'd be funny to start it as a joke, but I got a feeling it'd probably take, you know, take flight. I think I could get him to change his name of the communications building to the Fred. What was Fred Rogers' middle initial? Wasn't it like Fred R. Rogers? Fucker, we talked to Mr. McFeely once. You remember that?
Fred E. Rogers.
We have a number for Mr. McFeely.
Yeah,
lonesome. Look for that Mr. McFeely. We called him once on the air. It was too late, and he said. He said to call him back the next week because it was too late in the day to call him or whatever. He was sleeping. I kept saying speed of delivery to him. Hey, we've got a number somewhere, or it's easily obtainable. I think Lonesome keeps a log.
Is that not on tape?
Dude, yeah, but to find it, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hunting it down and finding it is, I mean, the best we get is a date. Well, yeah, there is tape of it. I'm thinking 2007? 2007, 2006, perhaps. 2007, more than likely.
Yeah, that's old, dude.
Yeah. Okay. We got the Cafe Maritime. Ivers.
The black and white years, definitely.
Yeah, of Madhouse. The black, dark years. The PCR days and all that bullshit. Ivar's Acres of Clams. A foreign sounding woman answered it. Ivar's Acres of Clams. Everybody, Acres of Clams. I think that's a nice, good, you know, every prank call, the first one, I'm not afraid to admit, is a throwaway. That's fine. That's how we do stuff. Give me just a moment, the first
Brandon's
prank of the night.
Right, I do remember this now. He is correctly, McFeely is his middle name.
McFeely is his middle name.
Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers. Fred McFeely Rogers.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
That reminded me. That's exactly right. That's why he put McFeely in it as a character in the show.
It can't be. You're out of your mind. That's fuck. If it is, if I get confirmation on that.
No. That's right. Because that's his grandfather was McFeely, so.
Fred McFeely Rogers. So his grandfather's name was McFeely Rogers?
Right.
McFeely Rogers. Wow, that doesn't sound Irish at all. McFeely Rogers. That's funny.
What's wrong with Irish?
Yeah, nothing wrong, it's just funny. 1800s Irish are funny. Because they're like the Mexicans of the
Puerto Rico
of the current time. Yeah, Puerto Rico's a hoot.
They're funny as well.
Mm-hmm. White people are funny too. They talk funny. They smell funny. They smell like wet potatoes when it rains.
Yeah.
They do. That's what white people. Milkman, you're Asian, right? You know white people smell. Because Asian people smell too. Asian people smell like Asian. They smell like the F noodle.
Don't
be talking shit, man. I'm the only Amish black man you know out there.
Amish blacks. Seriously, let's get the pranks. I'm going to call. Let me get the Google Voice set up here. We'll do this a few prank calls. We'll do stuff. Be right back. Everyone shut up. Thank you.
McFeely. That'll be my name tonight. McFeely. Chester McFeely. Remember that. I'm using that all night. Chester.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hey, it's Chester. What's going on, big girl?
Hi.
Listen, woman. I need you to start writing down names, and I need the ID, the badge numbers of all the people over there who insulted me and my son and refused to help us get my pet Doberman pincher out of the tree.
What?
The dog is hurt. There are bills to pay now, and I'm suing all of you individually and the company itself. So I want to have all your papers ready, and we're gonna no.
Okay.
What's your name? Are you the manager?
No.
Is there a man I can
speak to?
Is it a man or a woman?
The man.
You sure about this? Because if you put a woman on, I'm going to write you down and I'm going to include you in the suit. Okay? This
okay,
is understood?
Okay, hang on.
Stupid. It's a fucking mierda.
Thanks so much for holding. This is Chris. How can I help you?
How do you spell that?
C-H-R-I-S.
Listen, I need to get your papers because my vehicle was damaged and my dog is hurt as a result of your negligence and your refusal to help me out.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I'm pressing civil charges against you and your staff and your company, sir, for refusing to help me out when my dog was out in the parking lot.
I don't have a parking lot.
The outside area, the vehicles are, the spaces, where are your spaces at, sir?
We don't have any spaces for our property.
You have no spaces there? That's ridiculous.
Okay.
How am I supposed to get down there in the car machine then? How convenient that you now, okay, what do you really call them? Do you call them a space? Tell me the truth. Asshole, I'm calling him back.
Get down like that around here. People hang
what
up and phone me. What fuck you is.
Hey.
That guy didn't even have a fuse.
This is a fucking Visine fucking guy.
Thanks for calling Ivers. How can
listen,
help
I don't play that game, people hanging up the phone on me, huh?
Okay.
Huh? Put him back on the phone right now, huh?
For three full-service restaurants, Ivers Acres of Plan, Ivers Salmon House on Lake Union, or our Muckle Teal Landing Ivers.
Fucking playing. Hang on the phone on me. Who's even thinking the fuck you think he is? Car fucking Lito. I'm Chester McFeely.
Thank you for holding.
Listen, what happened? Huh?
I don't know. We must have been disconnected.
You must have disconnected the call. I'm sorry, because my phone's still on. I have a landline, eh?
Okay, that's great.
What kind of phone do you have? Huh? Is it on your cordless phone? Is that the problem?
Is there something that I can help you with?
I'm registering a complaint for negligence, sir, and I want your name right now, because you're
perfect.
In charge over there.
You can contact our corporate office tomorrow.
What is your name? I command you to give me your name, and you're under obligation, per the licenses on your wall when you come into the store that you're obligated to have posted, and are registered through your business. You're obligated to give me this information. What is your name? You're liable.
Sir, you can contact our corporate office tomorrow.
Who's in charge over there? Is there a man I can speak to?
I'm the manager on duty. Yes, I am.
But you're female. Perhaps you can put a man on the line.
Actually, no, I'm not female, sir.
Well, you act like one. You're afraid like one. You're hiding behind your company. You're such a yes man. The company's going to help me. The company's going to protect me.
You can call them tomorrow. Thank you. Take care.
You're in big trouble, sir. Big trouble.
Remind me to tell him a little later that he's in big trouble. No,
no. He's going to get it.
Fuck that. He's in big trouble, mister. Mister asshole. What did I say to him anyway? What was that whole argument about? And we get to the point where I don't even remember what we're arguing. I don't even know what we're arguing about. Call number one. Devin Newell played Mr. McFeely.
Awesome.
Guy lives in Philly. No, Pittsburgh. An old guy answered, he says. Alrighty. Have a conversation with Mr. McFeely why Fred Rogers is such an asshole. I mean, sometimes it could be a total asshole. Nah, Fred. Man, Fred Rogers, that's awesome, dude. Arzo, fuck those stories. He was a badass sniper in Vietnam, man. I'm not kidding you. Come on, old man.
You have reached
781-692. Oops. Oops. Well.
Professional job, Barry Covino.
Anybody who calls that is not a friend of the Madhouse. Only enemy of Madhouse will call that number. Someone who wants to ruin the fun around here will call that number. Listening to a show the other day where the Dead was talking about this girl he had the hots for, who was a receptionist at some doctor's office. I wonder whatever happened to that chick. Hope she's okay.
He's in the chat, man.
Hey, good for him. That's the Dead, everybody. TheDead.net.
Yay, the Dead.
.net. Nizgalikas is where a Latina woman answered a little bit ago, about 30 minutes ago, so she should still be there, you know, blocking. That's what we used to call it. I worked at a liquor store we used to call blocking this time of night. Call it blocking. Two bottles up front, right? Huh?
Huh?
Listen.
Hello?
Listen.
Yes.
Woman.
Yes.
I went down there to get vodka, and the vodka's all the way pushed in the back. Why? Huh?
Okay, hold on. Hello?
Listen, what did she say I am? A what? A pendejo?
I'm sorry?
That I know what a pendejo is. I know what that means, what she said.
No, sir. She's talking to me, nothing about you.
Oh, I think she's calling me a bad words in the back.
No.
Listen! Listen, woman. I went down there and to get vodka, and it's pushed all the way in the back. Why? Damn it.
I'm sorry, say it again?
Why are your bottles pushed all the way to the back and not two in the front in each row? You gotta block it. Why not?
What do you mean?
I went down there, it's a big mess, the bottles all the way in the back, and I had to reach back and get the business. The fucking bottles all the way in the back of the thing.
Okay, so what happened then?
You make me stretch, huh?
I make you stretch?
You make me have to go back there and reach back there in that dirty shit? Dirty place?
You have to ask, you know? You have to ask.
For what?
For help.
Well, how are your but your hands are clean or dirty?
Well, what's wrong with you? Huh? You drunk or you took drugs or what? You calling here talking shit?
Hey, don't talk to me like
idiot.
That. Listen, woman.
Stop calling here idiot.
I'm sorry. I tried to say I'm sorry, so if I keep her on.
Well,
I'll call her back.
Wow.
What was her name?
Wow.
I'm going to call her Rodriguez.
Stop calling you, you idiot.
And say, this is Doña Rodriguez.
Hello?
Yes, listen, Rodriguez, why do you hang up the phone? Huh?
Okay, please, I'm very busy.
Listen, shut up, stupid! Nah. Alright, she's very busy, so we're going to leave her alone. We'll call her back later. Milkman, you got to remind me of these. Remember that one there that I just called and remind me a little bit to call back. Nizaga.
Eat some more refried beans. They're very busy.
Nizga Liquors. All right. Number just came in for Bunny's Liquor Store. A Mexican guy answered there. Let's talk to them. Fuck yeah, Mexican guy. No one can run a liquor store like a Mexican guy. That's got to be a crappy-ass liquor store. Tequila and bad beer. Listen, don't give me that shit, okay?
Fuck you, punk.
Listen. Yeah, we'll call him back.
That was a good response. Yeah. I love that.
Listen.
What?
You got your papers, boy?
You got your mammy, boy?
Alright.
Oh boy, this is getting good.
I don't know what I'm doing. Book around. They probably won't answer. My experiences will not be an answered call. Those are really stupid. Either that or just hung it up quickly. Here's a hostel. Remember we were talking about hostels last time? This hostel's in Russia.
Oh, yeah.
What did we do with hostels? We did something with a few hostels or something. What was the deal with the hostels recently?
They got pretty hostile, actually.
Did they really? I don't remember this show. This is the last show we did 2 weeks ago. Didn't we get into some argument with some foreigners?
That was the bathroom. Something about a bathroom.
We did a show 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you were asking about the bathroom. What's it like to go to the bathroom and stuff like that? Can people watch and can you watch other people's stuff, wasn't it?
I remember you
yes, that's right. Yes, that's right.
Our Ukraine guy, and he actually cut a promo for you.
Oh, he did? That was, no. Hey, here's one, though. No, yes, I do remember. Didn't I invent a potato sandwich or something? I drank a bottle of wine on the air.
You may have.
Yeah.
You may not have. I don't know.
It was Thanksgiving night.
Potato sandwich.
Hot. Yeah, it was a toasted mashed potato sandwich. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
I remember now.
Thanksgiving night.
Yeah, but we caught somewhere. Oh yes, there was that French guy. Remember the French guy? I kept calling him Monkey.
Yeah, the Frenchie.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that guy's name? He was good. He was good. That guy.
I've got it in the archiver. Hang on, I'll tell you. I think I've got that all marked up. Let me go to the archive, Madhouse Machine. Yeah, dude, we should call that guy back. I probably got his number here. Frenchie Frog is a monkey is what I wrote down. I forgot his name. What was it? Ivan? Gustav something? I got it playing in the background here. I got to let that episode buffer first. Anyway, we'll see. Maybe I can figure it out. Well, we can call back. I got to remember the number somehow. Let me look at that. Maybe Lonesome remembers, too. That was a good one. Let me go back to that date, Thanksgiving night. Hotel Melrose, Fatburger, no. Hungry Possum's Pizza, no. It was in France, wasn't it? Paris, that's where it was. It was in Paris.
Yes.
Yeah, it was Paris.
In France.
The hotel.
Here we go. The Hotel Napoleon. I kept saying Napoleon. Yeah, I remember now. Hotel Napoleon. All right. Let's see if we can find the guy. If anybody remembers, shout it out to us over here. I'm going in blind.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Bruno. That's right. Nuno reminded me that it was Bruno.
Yes.
I told him I saw a movie about a gay guy with the same name. Hello, bonsoir. Hello, sir. Listen, are you an American speaker?
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. Hey, look, buddy. I need to speak to Bruno.
Hmm?
Bruno.
Yes, I know.
This is Bruno?
No, he's not there. It's 5 o'clock in Paris.
Oh, so what time can I find Bruno?
After, after 9 o'clock.
After 9 o'clock? How many hours? I don't do this stupid math, this stupid France math, and your stupid fucking time. So tell me how many hours from now I can call Bruno, like fucking cocksucker.
Yes, you know what? Call in 5 minutes.
In 5 minutes?
Yeah. Okay, in 5 minutes.
Hey, listen, asshole. All right, 5 minutes, everybody.
Five. The airport, that asshole.
5 minutes away from Bruno. Okay. We're nowhere near 5 minutes to an hour. What an asshole, that fucking liar. We're as far away as we could be. 11:03 right now, isn't it? 11:04?
No, he said he's starting in 4 hours or something, didn't he?
I think he was fucking with you.
Yeah.
5 minutes. To an hour from now.
5 minutes to an hour from now? I don't know. I don't care.
That's all right. We'll get his name and call him back in a little bit.
He doesn't sound
bananas.
He's not hostile. We'll go back to that later. We've called numbers in Iran. Remember we were prank calling Iran recently? Had a whole bunch of arguments, made them look up vagina on the computer. So fucking juvenile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well,
keep hugging yourself.
All right, we got a place called Fatty Hacker Sports Club. Let me go back to the top and take care of Magoon's Taxi, also known as a comedy club and restaurant. I gave the whole speech about how good it is that you can, you know, get drunk and get driven on your taxi machine. Let's talk about that. I wish that McFeely asshole pick up the phone and talk to him.
Thanks for calling Magoon's Taxi Company Pub and Restaurant and Goonies Comedy Club. For Magoon's Pub and Restaurant, please press 2 now. For Goonies Comedy Club reservations and our weekend schedule, please press 3 now.
Listen, hey, you fucking shit. What's the deal with the fucking Ryan not coming fucking picking me up all the time, huh? Huh?
Say what?
Waiting on this stupid goddamn taxi machine.
Hello?
Fucking Christ, and we're waiting here for the goddamn stupid taxi machine. Nothing else picking me up.
Hang on a minute here.
God damn it. God damn it! God damn it!
Hello?
God damn it!
What's wrong?
Listen. What's the deal with the fucking taxi machine not coming fucking picking me up like it's supposed to?
This isn't a taxi company. This is a restaurant.
Nah, I didn't say a company. I said a taxi machine, yes. You understand taxi machine?
Nope, I don't.
The fucking
Can
spaces.
Can you enlighten me?
Listen, you get in a taxi machine, takes you to your destination, you're like, boop, boop, inside of it the whole time. People take shits in the back of the taxi. People take a piss in the back of the taxi. People have sex in the back of the taxi. People get naked in the back of the taxi. People
right
have
on.
Germs in the back. People bring, like, a turkey in the back of the taxi, the turkey juice dripping, all everything. People bring a bag of ice, put it on top of that, take it home, drink the ice, get sick, and then put it in their coke
okay.
and all that.
Right on.
People bring vegetables, they bring the vegetable, you bring a watermelon, you just put it right on the fucking seat, just like that. You know what it's going to touch.
Right on.
Things get inside. You know that show, I was watching that fucking show Mythbusters, they were talking about how, you know, it's fucking bullshit about that rule about the seconds. It's fucking bullshit. That is not fucking real, like you put something on the floor and it's fucking dirty, it's fucked. A few seconds, not even a second. I was waiting for him to hang up.
It's hard to hang with those guys, man. They're a comedy club. Tell you what, I remember once on Zolar's show, we called a comedy club in, where the fuck was it, in Australia? Me, Zolar, and who's the guy? Remember there was a guy who used to call in and say ejaculations all the time? Who the fuck was that? That fucking guy.
Oh, yeah. Who the fuck was that?
Oh,
what, Lego?
Goonan.
Charles Goonan, yeah. We got him with Charles Goonan.
Oh, that fucking idiot. Oh,
yeah.
My God, yeah.
Dude, we had some funny pranks. Me and Charles Goonan got along. We did a few pranks on Solar Show together. We did some dumb shit. We called the Soulful Restaurant once, I think. It was really funny. And then we did the fucking comedy club in Australia, and we were just making really stupid nonsense jokes and saying, like, it was American humor, like, we were the best comedians in America, and the lady's like, obviously, yeah, you are American, this is totally, she's like, you know. You know, the whole story, Borat on this TV show, Borat, he said this thing where he was trying to say a joke, and it was about a chair that had legs, and it was walking down the street, like, it's the most funny joke ever, and that's the joke I was saying. So basically, I was like, look, I have, you know, I'm a good stand-up comedian. I'm going to give you an example. It's like, there was a chair, man, and it was going down the street with these legs and I was walking. That's fucking funny. I was doing the Eddie Garcia voice thing. I'm rambling. I'm rambling. Nonsensically, even. Let's play some different music. Whoa.
Yeah. And
fuck you. Yeah, yeah. And fuck. And tuck is a fuck.
You got me.
I got you there. What is this?
And this shit, and that shit, and all this shit. And look now, you people messed up the reservation. I don't have my reservation machine. I don't have their spaces. I'm stuck here at the airport. I don't know what I'm going to do. You need to come send your shuttle, your person right now. Send the person, your servant, to come here to pick me up. And I need...
Excuse me, one more question. What hotel did you make the reservation to, sir?
Your hotel. I have it down here in the email that I got. From the
that's the fucking guy right there. It's on my laptop, but that's, yeah, that's the fucking guy, right? Yeah. Bruno was the guy's name, according to the notes I have here. So, okay, good. I really would like to call that guy back, but I think he doesn't come in until, like, really late. Nunu says I should call and said that I've been waiting at the airport for 2 weeks. That's pretty funny. Apparently, yeah, I got into a fight with my wife at the airport, and I started shaking her. And she went to the hospital, and I was running from the cops. So I was trying to get to the hotel. Yeah. And my wife, I got into a fight with my wife because she's, yes, thank you very much. Someone was explaining it to me. I got into a fight with my wife because she failed to book the reservations that they didn't have.
No, it didn't happen.
Shut up.
Shut up.
What's with the laughing over there when people call on the phone?
Sir?
I was calling earlier and this girl was laughing her ass off like she's on drugs or drinking or something.
Oh, I don't know. Who's
this? This is Valenta, and I want to get an explanation of why people answer the phone there like they're having, you know, like that.
I have no idea. It's a bar. We're having fun.
You're having fun, but you're drinking there. You're not supposed to do that. You lose your license. I'm going to get your license pulled.
Nobody's drinking behind the bar.
Let me talk to that young woman there who's having a good time so much answering the phone. Go ahead, honey. Go ahead and put her on, honey. Thank you.
This is Reagan, and I'm the manager, and we're all having fun.
Okay. Well, this is Valente, and I'm calling from, you know, the licenses. So why don't you give me, you know, a man that I can speak with?
A man? Well, I'm the manager, so you got me.
No, but I'm sure there's another, like a man, a male. Like a gentleman
that... He's got a bar back.
Huh?
If you need to talk to anybody about business, it's me you talk to.
No, any man will do. I don't normally talk business with women.
Well, I'm sorry. You can come up here and talk to somebody if you'd like.
No. I can... No, I'm going to talk to a, you know, a man on the phone right now.
Why do you want to talk to a man? There's nobody here you can talk to other than my bar back.
No, but it's a man, but, you know, it's serious business about a problem that we have with... With you, with your company there, you know, your organization, whatever you want to call it.
Like an office number?
No, dispute that I have, but I don't want to make a report to a subordinate.
Oh, a subordinate. Well, I'm the manager. So
but you're a woman, though.
I'm the one that makes the report.
But you're a female, you're a woman.
Yes, I am.
So then, you know, I'll rather speak to the highest ranking male.
There is no highest ranking male. I'm it.
Are there any men that work there?
Yeah, they're bar backs, but...
Yeah, that's what I need to talk to. Put the one bar back on the line.
What do you need to talk to him about?
Because he's late on his papers over here.
Late on his papers?
It's a little... that's his whole thing. I can't send any speak to the man. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Put the bar back on the phone. Go ahead, honey. Damn it, I want to talk to the bar back.
What's a bar back, anyway? What's the difference between a bar back and a barkeep? Whatever. Is there a difference? Explain. Someone look it up. Thank you. Did we find video yet of the Clark W. Griswold fucking
thing? Barback is the guy who gets ice in the bottles, and the barkeep is basically bartender.
Maybe.
That's how I see it.
Oh, I wanted to mention here a great thing that I found. We talked in the past when this came on, when Discovery Channel had the, when we left the Earth, which was that the documentary series about, I think it was like 5 or 6 episodes about NASA, you know, from the first man in space to current, with the current space station and the, you know, space shuttle program and the Hubble. Anyway, it's free. You can actually now download it legally for free at Amazon.com. If you go and if you look it up, and then you use promo code BLASTOFF, all caps. I don't think it matters if it's caps or not, but if you do promo code BLASTOFF, you can get it for free.
What is this exactly? It's like a documentary video thing?
Yeah, Discovery made this really awesome documentary. It has great music in it, too. You got, I think the music won an award, I think, or was nominated for an Emmy Award. I don't think it won it, though. It was a very good soundtrack, original soundtrack. Yeah, it's called like the NASA missions when we left the Earth. And it's by Discovery, the Discovery Channel, and it's out on DVD, of course. But you can download a copy of it. Well, you can actually, but you can watch it in your browser. Also, you can just stream it. You can stream it, and as your copy to keep, if you want to download it. And it's promo code BLASTOFF at Amazon.com. I'll try to get a link. Maybe I'll post it if I remember to, in a chat room for anybody who's interested. Like I said, hey, at most you can watch it for free. In your browser right there, and you enjoy it. It's pretty cool. If you like, you know, topics of that nature, space and exploration, and I don't know, whatever. Play any song.
I have dial-up, huh?
Yeah, you know, dial-up. You gotta do something about that, man.
You know, there's not much of a delay tonight, right?
Not at all. It's quite amazing.
You are sounding pretty good, Mr. Yeah. Tuck.
Congratulations, Tuck.
This is very amazing.
Not supposed to be some fucking secret, so okay. No, not even I wasn't told about this. I found out.
You got muscled up. What are you doing? Working out?
I found out from a secret.
You sounded pretty good over there, man.
Someone told me, Tuck, and I was waiting for you. You didn't want to tell me. You didn't want to be honest with me. Tell me what happened. And okay, let's see who my real friends are.
I wanted to break it on the air.
All right, you want to break it now? Should I make
He's
a big fucking
out.
Deal? Everybody, Tuck is coming out of the closet
right now. We just did.
I
go to sex parties. I go to underground sex parties.
There you
and
go.
I have sex with gay old men in Connecticut.
Tuck likes to lay down and get ejaculated on everybody by old men.
How you doing, big boy?
So what is it? Is it DSL or is it cable broadband? What do you got?
DSL.
Oh, good. Well, at least
no,
you think
DSL.
No, cool. Look at that. Well, that's cool. They're expanding that copper, huh? Awesome. Got a co-location near you.
1.5.
Not bad.
Download speed.
What's your upload like? 285? 200?
Megabytes. Yeah.
Yeah, 200K.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's about standard. That's where I work. We do that. We got the low, the DSL. The first level is 1.5 down, and then we have a three megs down, in some areas.
I tell you what, it's a whole lot better than what I had.
God, the dial up. You don't have to wait. The worldwide wait.
A YouTube video literally would take, 2 seconds.
Right.
Wait, maybe 3 or 4 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
More seconds.
Oh my God! So tell me, explain to everybody what were you? I mean, you're not cheap. Tuck isn't a cheap guy. He's an heir to a fucking plantation fortune, but you're living in the middle of a plantation in the middle of nowhere, right?
I don't know about the fortune part.
Yeah,
but
We
grow cotton out in the rural area.
Uh-huh. In the rural area, okay, back in the woods, back in the bush or whatever. And no, there was nothing but dial up there until then.
On the cotton field in Tennessee. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, if I wanted to suck out money, I could get satellite.
Well, satellite, it's not worth it. It's not even worth it, though. Like, you would get not even what you're getting now. And it'd be still a pain. It's got to be lined perfectly when it rains. You can't use it. No, you don't want that. No, sir. The problem is with you that the further away you are from, you know, where it's coming from, is the slower it's going to be. So I'm presuming you must not be that far away. That's pretty good. That's pretty cool if that's the case. I don't know how they're doing it out there. That's awesome how it's spreading out finally. We're starting to get that footprint more and more.
The nearest port is about 5 miles away now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're talking about rolling out fiber here where I live.
Stretching it a bit.
They're talking about rolling fiber out here where I live, and I'm quite excited about it. That'd be really nice if I get fiber out here pretty soon.
Yeah, 21st century is here.
Yeah.
What's that, BIOS?
It's
Skype. You can Skype me. You can video phone me. Phone and all that.
Hey, Tuck, you can start doing shows now. You don't got to worry about.
Stream the porn on the porn tubes.
Yeah, man.
I get to download BitTorrent movies.
Right, right?
TV shows.
There's a lot out there. There's your X tube. You got your porn tube. Yeah, that's awesome. I don't know,
you
know what else.
You got a truck driving by. Was that you or was that Hermano?
A what?
I heard a truck driving by.
Truck driving by? That's probably me. I wish I could soundproof these windows. I looked into it. It's way fucking expensive. I'm trying to make up for it with the
directional mic and pointing it away from the windows.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's pointing. Well, I'll move myself a little bit. Here we go. Okay, dude, we've been bullshitting for too long. Let's do some more prank calls here, okay?
Hi.
Let's call the Lickers again.
Licker, sticker, and flicker.
You got to call back that beaner lady here in a little bit, the one that was making refried beans.
That's what I'm calling, Lickers, damn it.
I don't know what to call it.
What's the matter with you?
Okay.
Listen, Lickers, right?
Yeah.
The Lickers that has dirty stuff all over the place?
Excuse me?
The Lickers that has the dirty liquor store?
Do you think so?
Huh?
Do you call me for bother me? Don't bother me, because this liquor store is very, very busy. Everybody likes the liquor store. Thank you very much, and bye-bye.
Nice.
I'm about the local liquor store.
Yeah, it's very, very good. It's very good. Is everybody like the liquor store?
So sucky.
You got that, everybody? It's very good. Everybody likes the liquor store. All right, and did we call that Acres of Clams? We called that, right? Whatever. Here's the Cafe Maritime in San Francisco, where a French guy answered the phone. Talk about France, everybody. I'll tell you what. Goddamn France. Goddamn France.
Good evening, Captain Maritime.
Goddamn France, huh?
How you doing?
Everything I try to get, nothing but goat cheese. And not a shred of good regular American cheese, no type of regular food over here at all. It's just fucking bullshit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this?
This is Valente.
Oh, okay.
Listen.
Happy holidays if I don't see you.
Okay? Hello!
All right.
Asshole!
I'm sorry?
Listen, you were talking to me, weren't you, you little jerk? You little shit?
Who is this?
This is Valente, I said. I gotta say my name twice. What's your problem?
I'm sorry, I can't.
What's your name?
Face.
What's your name? Mark?
What would you like, sir?
What do they call you Mark for? Yeah, asshole. Listen, I went down there and someone made damage when I put my car into spaces.
What's that?
Your spaces over there, jerk off. They're not safe.
What are you talking about?
Your fucking spaces, asshole. They made damage on me. On me and my person. And what's your last name?
I don't know what you're talking about, my friend.
Your last name. Don't call me friend. Don't get familiar with me, sir. Don't get fresh. Call him back and explain. Don't get fresh.
How about the song, my old friend?
Hey, we should try to get that kid in security again. Forgot his name, too.
The angry kid.
Like Chucky, what was his fucking name?
Happy Maritime.
Listen, why don't you put the manager on the line, please?
This is he. This is the manager.
Well, can
what
you put
want?
A man on the phone, please?
Huh. Hey, what do you need, pal?
Listen, I'm going to make a complaint against you. Well, you got your papers? Because I want a copy of them because of the damages you people made.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
You're negligent, sir. You made damage against my vehicle. Your spaces aren't safe.
What are you talking about? We don't even have spaces, my friend.
What did I tell you about being fresh and using those words with me?
Hey.
Don't you talk to me. Don't you be talking to getting fresh with me. Don't be touching on my person.
Are you a joke? Who are you?
You're fucking getting a little familiar with me. I don't appreciate that.
Hey, cut the profanity.
I'm not cussing, sir. You're the one using the fresh language. God damn it. I have a right to defend myself. God damn it.
Who is this?
This is Valente, third time.
fuck. I don't know who the hell
you
are.
Just put someone else on the phone. Put someone else with some sense.
No.
A fucking person who doesn't breathe with their mouth. Anybody.
No, why don't you just go have a good evening, okay?
Why don't you have a good evening there, okay?
Cafe Maritime.
Yes, ma'am. Could I get your last name, please? Mark, I got your first name. Just give me the last name so I can at least start
the
paperwork. I'm filing paperwork against you, and I got your first name. I want your last name. And I need the insurance information because I'm making a claim against you. And you're obligated to give me insurance information when there's been an accident.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are, sir.
For what reason?
Then listen. Listen to me, goddammit. I'm going to come down there and the papers you have on your wall, your licenses, I'm going to pull them all. And I have the right to do it because
you're
in violation. Yes, you are.
In violation of what?
Of refusing. You're negligent and you're refusing to give me your information.
Negligent about what?
Public information, sir.
You don't know what you're talking
about.
Listen,
this is all information I can get tomorrow morning and pay.
About.
I can pay $20 downtown and get all this information through the state legally. So either you give it to me now or I'm going to be upset. I'm going to be upset. You don't have to be a jerk off. You give me the information now.
No. No, you're not entitled to
it. I command you to give me the tax ID number right now.
Well, you do that, okay? You do that.
Listen, don't be a jerk. I'll send my lawyer down there.
Go ahead. Send them.
What's your social security number?
That's none of your business.
Give me the first number.
No.
Is it 5?
Hey, don't call back.
It's
do
4.
Me a favor. Don't call back, okay?
4. Like, my first one is 4. What's yours?
4.
Okay.
That guy's a hoot. All right, everybody, that was who is that we were calling? Cafe Maritime. Corey. Corey, yes, Corey's a name.
You gotta call Corey Fitman.
Corey Fitman. Maven here, ain't big Maven. How you doing, girl? What's up, Maven? Okay, the next number is Yabby's Coastal Kitchen. We're still in San Francisco here, apparently.
Hey, stop it, please, okay? I don't care. I don't care. Well, you have to say what your deals are, especially so I don't care. I don't need that information. Why are you talking so much?
Pardon?
Why are you talking so much when I call? Why do you have to say so much stuff? I don't need to know all that shit. I don't have time to mix it up. Hang on, let me call her back. I kind of screwed that up.
In a weird mood tonight, and I'm just being a little goofy, and I just want to be rude. And there, that could have been saved had I not said shit.
Really, right? I could have probably kept going with that had I not said shit. I'm off my A game tonight. It's fine. It's okay. Can all be winners? About time for me to go make a sandwich. To me. Oh, yeah.
Fuck her. I'm going to call her back too. I'm going to call everybody back tonight. We're calling Russia, everybody. The Godzilla's hostile in Russia. And I hung up the phone on an accident.
3 cents per minute.
3 cents per minute, bitch.
picked up.
What's with all that noise over there in the phone when they pick up the phone?
Hello?
Yeah, what's with all the stupid noise?
So?
What do you mean, so? Are you being rude? What's your name?
Sure.
What's your name? Olga Dimitri or something? What's your name?
No, my name is Galina. How can I help you?
You know that means chicken. Did you know that?
Sorry?
It means chicken. Your name means chicken where I come from, Puerto Rico. Listen, are there monkeys in charge over there? What's going on in the background?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Listen, listen, I'm at the airport. I made reservations to come here to the USSR, to the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And and my shuttle hasn't come to pick me up yet at the airport. And I'm quite upset. So I want answers, and I want to know when the bus is going to be here to pick me up at the airport. It is cold. And there's African Americans around, I think.
So you made reservations for a taxi to pick you up, right?
You made reservations for the taxi, young lady.
So you're waiting for a taxi.
But there's no taxi here, you understand?
Yes, I'm very sorry. I will just get someone to pick you up. I'm very sorry. May I ask your name again? Because I have the taxi list, but I don't see the...
This is Vagina. Vagina is my name.
Sorry?
Vagina.
I didn't find... You have to check in today.
No, yeah, absolutely. I have reservation for spaces, yes.
But I didn't see the reservation. Who is it done for?
Vagina Jones.
For your name?
Yes, Vagina Jones. You gotta do something. Come on, really. Get my ride here. Pick me up. I'll figure out when I get there, dude. Really, it's cold. How cold does it always get cold like this?
Excuse me, I do not see the reservation for your...
Then you have a mistake in your... Were you using your computer? Do you have a computer there?
Yes, I have the computer.
How old is it? Like a bad, stupid computer? Because you're from Russia. Where things are backwards here, right?
No, I don't think so.
It's a stupid computer, so we're stupid people. It has big keys on it because you're stupid. Yes?
Excuse me?
I said you're stupid. You understand? You are stupid.
I don't see the reservation for you, sir.
Look it up under stupid. Do you know how to spell stupid?
I'm looking in the computer, sir, but I do not find any reservation for your name.
Let me speak to a man, please. A man at once. An American-speaking man.
I think he's not... Now, he's not yet here.
Let me see. I don't like to speak to women. Is there a man I can speak to? You can put him on, please.
I have to call him back. And
No. Connect me now. Please. I'll give you $1, American dollar, if you do it. When I get there, I'm going to give you five
if
American...
If you call back after... A while, in 5 minutes, I'll put him through to you. Okay?
Do it now.
Is it possible?
No.
Is it possible that you call back?
No, I don't wait. No. Blah. Okay, I wait. Okay, fine.
Can you call back, please?
When?
In 5 minutes, please.
I'm calling back. You got it. Bye.
Thank you.
Shut up. God, it's fucking boring. 5 minutes from now, I'm supposed to call her back. Try to remind me of that. I forget who I'm going to ask for. More numbers. Hotel Metropole.
Call back Bruno. It's been 5 minutes.
In Estonia. 5 minutes to Bruno. Okay, that's right. He did say 5 minutes. It's been more than 5 minutes. But here we go. The Hotel Napoleon in Paris, France.
Yay!
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Wow. They sure are afraid.
I guess so.
You got the right number?
Yeah, I kind of blanked out there for a little bit. Sorry about that. I'm getting a little tired, you know? Yeah.
No, I was thinking about it there, but I was like, man, that guy's like, man, they must be afeard because they know your caller ID.
They're afeard, Milkman. Good point. All right, let's call this Malaysia bitch.
I swear.
This number is not available
You took my potato chip.
Did you see that on Saturday Night Live? Wasn't that the craziest fucking shit?
Yes, I saw the, I didn't see it on Saturday Night Live, but someone sent me a link to it.
It's funny that I think that NASA really is like that, probably. My potato, oh, God. And he spit up the potato chips and fucking put them back in the thing. That's fucking sick. Sick people.
Well, he was asked for it back, and he eventually did.
I don't even know what we're talking about, Milkman. Don't tell him what it is, Tuck. I don't want him to know.
Don't send him a link either, anybody.
The cost of this call
is first keep Milkman out of the loop on purpose. Milkman doesn't know potato chip.
Milkman's got dial-up,
Milkman's on dial-up. Milkman has a gateway computer. You know that? Milkman has a gateway 2000. Gateway 2000.
Saves all his programs for cassette tapes.
What's with this people cut? Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. Any phone?
Yes, hello, stupid. I was wondering why it took so many rings for you to pick up the phone.
I'm so sorry. I'm busy at the moment.
Well, maybe you should... Listen, you got some kind of problem. You don't want to take my business. I mean, what's going on here?
I'm so sorry, sir.
Uh-huh. You're sorry. Listen.
Can I assist you?
Well, listen.
Sorry?
I have a problem, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was ironing my clothes, and my clothes are burnt. And I want you to give me money for my clothes.
Sorry, sir, can you repeat?
Yes, I was ironing my clothing.
Your how?
I put an iron on my clothing to get the wrinkles out of it. Do you understand what that is, stupid? Fuck. I gotta stop saying stupid.
Who was the idiot that was in the bathroom talking to you last week? Couldn't even understand her.
In the bathroom?
Yeah, remember she was in the bathroom?
I don't know.
Some like Oriental like lady or something.
Listen.
Thai or something.
Listen, shut up. Hello? Hello, sir?
Hello?
Listen, what's your name?
This is Rose.
Okay, Rose, listen. I was ironing my clothes and they got burnt with your iron.
Okay, in the room?
Yeah, so I want you to give me money for new clothing.
What is your room number?
That's not important. All I know is I want money from you for my clothes.
Your car gets iron?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And I want you to give me my money for my clothing now.
Okay, what is your room number?
104.
Coming from the room?
104.
What is your room number?
104.
1104.
Uh-huh. Get some money.
She was a lady, Thailand lady.
I forget where I'm calling, dude. Malaysia. The Lobster Man Homerus Americanus. What the fuck place is this? The Lobster Man. Listen.
Hello.
Listen, you jerk. What's your name?
Fatty.
Fatty?
Hello.
Are you Fatty?
Hello.
Hey, is your name?
F-A-R-I-D.
What's your problem, sir?
I'm sorry, anything I can help you, sir?
Yes, I need money.
You need money?
Yes, because you people burnt my clothing.
This is Trendazole, my co-hostess.
Exactly, yes, and I was using an iron on my television clothing and my t-shirts. And they got burnt. All of them burnt, big marks from the iron on them. You understand?
Just so to know what getting you clothes, eh?
I want the money back. I want my money for my clothes that got burnt by the iron.
Can I get your name, sir?
This is Valente.
Mr. Valente, do you stay in our hotel?
This is Valente Vagina. Yes, I'm in room 1104.
1104?
Yes.
One on peace is Valente?
So, new sending an idea? Call Rush as a spy. Say the rivers in Volgograd are cold in the spring. Ask if they have the dossier. And ask if they are Red Fox. Good idea. I'll do that next. Calling Russia back.
That one Russian lady liked you too, man.
Yeah? Shove it up your ass. I wonder how much a minute this shit is.
It's pretty high.
What do you know, milkman? You know nothing, milkman. You
anywhere
know nothing.
Down there, there's very little infrastructure down there. Malaysia.
Hello,
Indonesia.
Mr. Valente.
Listen, I heard there's like no infrastructure down here, right? Like your people drink out of the toilet.
I'm sorry, Mr. Valente, because we don't like your record. Should the right hotel, sir?
Yeah, so yeah, I know it's the right hotel and I want the money. Send it in an envelope. I want you to send $300 to room 1104 right now, right away, or I will have your job and I will not pay for the stay. Unless you give me $300 right now for my shirts. Right now.
1104?
Yes, right now. You send this right here, right now. You send me the money right now.
No, because if you check 1104, there's no guest name under Valente.
I'm telling you, my name is Valente, goddammit. I don't care what your computer has over there, you little monkey. But you come down and give me my money for my shirts that got burnt by your iron. You do it now.
I'm sorry, sir. We can't find your record, sir. I should the right hotel.
Yes, it's the right hotel. You come down right here, right now, and you talk to me in person, and you bring a checkbook for $300 right now. Are you coming or no, woman?
This is another room like a hotel, sir.
I don't care what it is. Yes, come then. Come to my room, 1104, right now, and discuss this with me, and we're going to handle this. You come here right now.
1104?
Yes, come here right. What's your name? What's your name?
Farid.
All right, listen, Farid. I expect you here. How long are you going to take you to get here? 5 minutes? I gave you 5 minutes. If you're not here 5 minutes, I'm gonna make you give me more money than $300, okay?
No, I'm just sorry, sir. We can't find no record, sir.
No, come over here and figure it out. We'll find the record together.
1104?
Yes.
I'm sorry, sir, we don't have your name.
I don't care what name you have me under. You have a mistake in your computer. It's flawed.
Mistaken computer?
Yes, your computer's mistaken. It's a piece of shit. You understand shit?
No, I didn't think so.
You don't know what shit is? Scat? Monkey.
I can help you defend.
Anyhow.
I only got him off the line there. Jeez. Okay, the Lobsterman Hummer is Americanus. That's what we're going to call. That's just, the...
Is that Russia's the place that we called last week?
No.
But we can't call the Russians from last week.
The call is 3 cents per minute.
Shut up with that sneezing.
Hello?
Hey, listen, what's with all the people sneezing over there?
Sorry?
There's an echo on the phone.
There's an echo on the phone. Hello?
Hey, listen, you got a stupid asshole phone.
Stupid asshole phone. Yeah?
Yeah, your phone is an asshole.
Your phone is an asshole. Asking?
No, it's an asshole.
No, it's an asshole.
House, this is Lobsterman, no house.
No. Your telephone is a
your
shit.
Your telephone is a shit.
Shepard.
No, shit.
Your telephone shit.
No, telephone shit.
Telephone shit.
I don't understand that, sir.
Say shit.
What are you talking
Say
about?
Shit.
You're asking about food.
No, I'm asking about shit.
I'm asking about shit.
Shepard.
No, shit.
No, shit.
Shit.
No, shit.
No, shit.
Shit means telephone shit.
Uh-huh. Telephone shit.
Telephone shit.
Yeah, this is telephone shit?
Yeah, this is telephone shit.
You want shit?
Telephone shit.
Yeah,
I want some shit.
Yeah, I want some shit.
Oh.
How much are your spaces?
How much are your spaces?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Where are you from now?
You gotta hang up the phone now? Why?
Sorry?
Is there an American I could talk to?
Oh,
American.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, sir, we have no need to buy now.
You don't need to buy now? That's good stuff. I got some genuine snake oil here, man. It's good. You rub it on your cock and everything. It makes your cock bigger. It makes it give your balls better, your sperm. Gives you big sperm.
Sorry, sir, I cannot take a decision now. The manager is not here. I'm in Zornovko now here.
Listen, I'll give this to you here for 4 AC payments of $39.99. Two bottles of the snake oil. And one of the applicators even, and I'll throw in a
can you call a manager?
I'll throw in a box of diabetes Lancets.
Hello?
Yeah, you got diabetes?
Yeah, you got diabetes?
Can you call a manager?
What's the number, stupid?
I give you a number?
What's the number, stupid?
Sorry?
Give me the stupid number.
0 and 2.
Hang on, damn it. Doesn't want to give it. Hey! Oh shit.
Call him back. Hang up on me.
The cost of this call is 3 cents per minute.
Listen, you little shit. What happened?
I can get the manager telephone number.
What? No. Put him on the phone right now.
Yeah. You don't want to?
Okay.
Yes.
How do you dial that from America?
Yeah, call him. This number, it's me.
Well, how do you call it from the United States of America?
Yeah, go call. You call that.
Yeah, go fuck yourself, right?
Okay.
Anyway, so I found out that I think Google Voice will let me do it now.
They
doesn't
said
let
me
okay. It. Okay. Okay.
Hey.
What?
I get a request for a Russia call here. And you're looking for Red Fox.
This number is not available for call return.
The fuck is call return? Motherfucker. I'm trying to call return.
I don't know, but he sounds like an asshole, whoever call return is.
Yeah, whoever call return is, and go kiss my ass. I wish I knew how to dial that number. That's the manager's house,
isn't
and I think
that it's busy, then it'll automatically ring on your telephone once it frees up.
Call return. Maybe that's what it's trying to do. Perhaps. Good point. Good man. Smart guy. Let me look at how many digits that is. They gave me 012. We don't get tired. Pardon me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And if I called it the way Lonesome had it set up, it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, I think I see how I can do it. No, this is easy. I just got to add 0, 1, 1, 6 to the beginning of it, apparently, and that should work. Let's give that a shot. I didn't get the name, though. Presuming I understood it right, as well. It's connecting.
The cost of this call is 4 cents per minute.
Well, it's somebody.
What's 4 cents per minute?
Call them Malaccas.
Hello?
Hey, listen, you Malacca. Who is this?
Pardon?
Who the fuck is this, huh?
Who are you?
This is Valente. You understand? Where's
huh?
Where's my shit?
What?
Are you the manager?
You're calling from?
I'm calling from the United States of America, and I have a complaint against your lobster man, Homerus Americanus.
Yes?
Are you the manager or the owner?
Yes, manager.
You're the manager? Huh?
Yes.
Listen,
yes.
I called over there and these people got fresh on the phone with me. They stole
Money?
they stole my wallet and they made damage to my
Who
car
stole
machine.
Your wallet? Pardon?
The person that works there stole my wallet.
Who?
The guy with the shoes and the hair.
The guy with?
Shoes and hair.
They stole your wallet.
Yeah, they stole my wallet
when?
And he works there. I want the money back right now. I want you to give me $300 right now.
When?
Listen, don't make me go down there in a Suzuki fucking samurai fucking ninja bike and fucking do some damage to you, understand? I will hurt you. I will bring you down. I'll bring down a reign of terror around your house and your neighborhood. I will make you wish you were never born, you son of a bitch. Where's my $300?
No, you are calling from when? I don't understand what your situation now.
I'm calling from Chicago in the United States of America.
We are in Malaysia right now.
I know. I want you to give me $300 United States dollars.
For?
For you to buy my snake oil.
So you are in Malaysia or what?
I'm in America, stupid. I'm in Chicago.
You are in Chicago and you say we in Malaysia stole your wallet?
Well, no, I made that up so you give me money, but now I'm going to force it out of you. You gave me $300.
Why don't you give me your money?
No, no. I'm calling you to get the money
no,
out of
what?
You.
No, no, no. You are in Malaysia or what?
No, I'm in
you
America.
You are in Malaysia or what?
The United States.
You are in America and you say that we stole your wallet.
Yes. I want money from you.
Why?
Because I just want your money, because I'm a rude person. I'm American. I call people and I tell them to give me money.
Then you report to the police.
No, no, no.
No, you report to the police.
You
no,
don't,
no, no.
You don't want me to get the police involved in this, because there'll be trouble for you.
Then?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand your situation. You are in Chicago and you say want me to give you $300 US.
Yes.
For?
Because I lost my wallet.
When?
Today.
Huh?
Today, stupid. Listen, are you woman or man?
No, hello.
Are you woman or
today
man?
Today in West, at West.
In Chicago.
In Chicago, you lost your wallet and you claim me in Malaysia?
Well, I'm going to sue you if I want the money right now.
You sue me in Malaysia.
It was a Malaysian. Yeah, they hung up.
I can't believe she stayed on that long. She was getting cocky, boy.
That was funny.
You give me your money.
The cost of this call is 4 cents per minute.
What do you call $4 at?
$4 a minute? 4 cents a minute.
Still.
Hello.
Listen, if you don't stop it, and if you don't get serious with me, you're going to be in a big trouble with me and the United States of America, and there could be a big problem.
You go and report at United States say you lost your wallet in Chicago, but you're claiming in Malaysia?
No, because it's a Malaysian man who stole my wallet.
Who is the Malaysian man?
His name is, I don't know, he's got some stupid Malaysian name. And he stole my wallet, so...
Chairo. I don't know who is Chairo.
I know, but
and
this...
And how you get my number?
I looked it
how
up.
How do you get my number?
The embassy gave it to me.
The embassy gave it to you then?
Yes.
You tell the embassy, I don't get involved in this.
Oh, no, you're already involved. You sent me this money.
No. What?
We're going to bring you to the...
I stole your wallet.
I'm going to sue you.
I stole your wallet.
No, a Malaysian man stole my wallet, so now you pay.
So if every Malaysian man do anything in U.S., do it involve me?
Well, yeah, you're down here on the list that you're the person that you get sued.
Hey, I'm not a prime minister of Malaysia or what. I'm just a manager of a restaurant.
Well,
so you claim me for what? You come to Malaysia and claim me if you can. Come and sue me.
No.
Please, you come and sue me. I wait for you, okay?
I'm a senator. You understand? You know what a senator is?
And?
And I'm going to sue you. I have power. I can make things happen.
Okay,
people
you
disappear.
Come. I wait for you, please.
Where's my $300?
You have the anything, you can come. I welcome you.
I'm going to go down. Do you have a toilet there?
You.
Listen, do you have a toilet there? Do you have toilets in Malaysia?
You talking nonsense.
No. Do you use a toilet or do you go in outside?
Are you talking to the right person?
Do you make a toilet outside or inside the house?
Are you talking to a right person?
Yeah, I'm talking to the asshole manager of the restaurant.
And?
Well, I'm saying... If
I don't understand why it does it
involve
me.
Answer me the question.
Is it related to me?
Do you have a toilet?
Why is it related to me?
Because I need to know...
Why is it related to me? Answer my question.
It's part of the case.
Part of a case?
The case against you.
Why me? Why me, please?
You have to answer about the toilet first.
You just tell me, why me?
No, you tell me first about if you have a toilet or not, and then I'll tell you the truth.
You go and report to the FBI or police or something, or get
listen,
anyone to
listen.
Get this
signal. Listen, I'm going to use your toilet. I'm going to make a damn, I'm going to give her a story about the toilet.
The turkey club sandwich coming your way, baby.
Half a Subway sandwich.
The cost of this call is 4 cents per minute.
Like, how weird would it be if a Malaysian guy called you from Malaysia saying an American stole their wallet? And they wanted you to send him $300. Like, okay. No. want to leave a voicemail. I want to leave a weird voicemail for the lady. He's calling the Malaysian police right now. I got her number from the embassy. I always have an answer up my ass.
The AT&T security.
AT&T security gave it to me.
All right, that ain't working.
What is that one we call Orlando Bell?
No, Miami Bell, yeah. Miami Bell.
Miami Bell. Yeah.
From Miami Bell.
Up her ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, those we actually said it was Bell South and Embark. I was actually saying I was with Bell South. The brilliant shit about that is, what a lot of people don't realize, we call those that old black lady. She gets into an argument with me,
yeah.
A fight, and as I'm explaining, you know, as she's hang on, I disconnected something on accident. Disconnected myself. Can't hear myself talking. There we go. Fixed it. Okay. Anyway, so as she's hanging up on me, Ted and I start laughing. We're still on the line, and she picks the phone right back up. She doesn't realize that we're still on the line.
It doesn't disconnect.
And then she hits like *67 or whatever to trace the call. So I come in and I'm smart and I'm like, yeah, this is Bell South, and she's like, yes, someone's been calling here, you know. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna do a trace, and I make a big fart on the phone. That's the trace, apparently. Yeah. And then I ask her, no, that failed. Are you sure you put the carrot all the way in the ass? And she finally realized, she's so stupid, she finally realized she doesn't have a Bell South guy. And it happened twice in a row. The second time I told her I was with Embark. As a matter of fact, didn't Ted call back as the line technician?
Yeah, Ted got in there. He was Bubba, line operator, yeah.
He was monitoring the line.
Yeah, he was monitoring the line, and he dropped it. He did a trace, or he cut into the call. He said, normally we charge 50 cents for the trace, or whatever, but I'm going to do it.
He got pissed off.
Yeah. I'm going to do it for free this time, but normally we charge for a trace. He's like, okay. What are those calls called? What are they called? I forgot. Stool sample.
Adolphus? Stool sample?
Stool
Adolphus,
sample. No, it's a stool.
Adolphus,
stool sample calls. The stool sample calls. Yeah, this is what they are. Hang on.
The husband's name was Adolphus something.
Adolphus Cotton. He talked to Reclude, yeah. And got really mad at Reclude the week before. He's the big black gun. He's like, I got a big black gun.
The black snake.
Yeah, no, he was the whole, I got a big black gun, and fucking. It was because Reclude started off, he said that he was funnier than KDK, and any voice that KDK could do, rather, he said that any voice that KDK could do, Reclude said he could do it better, apparently. He said he could do a prank call with it, so he was doing it all night. And he called her as, you know, Jill Rosenthal or whatever, Ed Rosenthal, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's how it started. Anyway, I'm going to play a little bit of the stool sample calls since we were talking about it. I'm going to make a sandwich real quick, come back, we'll do some more prank calls and call it a night. Give you about six minutes, please.
Stool sample sandwich.
I'm a male nurse.
Yes.
Come back and do that USSR call.
I mean, who? No, Dr. Nargis told me to give him a call with these instructions.
But his doctor is not Dr. whoever you said.
It's the specialist, ma'am. His physician forwarded the information on to Dr. Nargis, who made the determination of what was going on. He just wanted to give him a therapy plan he needs to practice at home. And he just
okay, hold on.
Please.
Hold on.
Hurry it up.
Hello?
Yes. Hello, I'm sorry. I lost my temper. Did you have a pen and paper?
Who are you talking to?
I'm trying to leave a message for the instructions for the therapy plan he needs to
practice. Yes, but someone said hurry it up.
Oh, I'm sorry. The quality assurance thing. Yeah, we had something that you're supposed to, for the quality of your service, is blah, blah, blah.
Okay, I'm ready.
Breakfast, as much fiber as possible, preferably oatmeals and greens. What kind of greens do you make, if any?
All.
Do you like
cabbage,
do you like collards,
string beans, the works.
Collards and turnip greens and spinach greens.
Yeah, I do all of those.
Okay.
Broccoli, the works.
And he needs to eat as many oranges as possible.
Okay.
Okay. Now what this is going to do is going to be like a natural colonic for his system. Okay. Now he needs to collect a stool sample after every bowel movement.
Got it.
So do you have the instructions there for the stool sample collection?
Do I have any? Did his doctor give him any?
Well, I'm not certain, so I'm making sure. I mean, if he didn't mention to you, mention it to you, perhaps I should.
No, he hasn't mentioned this to me, or that someone would be calling. That's just not natural that he wouldn't mention this. That's why I'm asking all of these questions, because
right, well,
he never said anything about it.
He just needs to collect a stool sample after every bowel movement, and it's very simple. All he has to do, he's supposed to have carrots. Do you have any carrots there now, or do you need to get them? The long kind, not the baby carrots, the long ones, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Basically, all he does, after he has a bowel movement, he's going to take a carrot and shove it up as far up into his asshole as possible, and then put it in a bag and write the date on the bag. You got that?
Hello?
Yes, did you get that?
No, maybe you need to do that.
Well, that's his responsibility, don't
it? No, it's my responsibility to tell you to do that, because this is this call is not a natural call. Can just go to hell.
Ma'am, don't speak to me like that, please. I'm a professional.
You don't sound it.
I'm a licensed male nurse.
Yes, okay. I believe it too.
Well, I mean, I am a smart person, and I command a bit of respect in this society.
Excuse me?
I command a bit of respect.
Well, I command a bit also, and I say that you can go to hell. Now, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear that commandment?
Do you know?
Hell, go to hell.
Do you know what the Bible says about?
Can you hear me?
Do you listen to Jesus?
Do you listen to him?
I sure am.
No, you don't.
Dr. Nargis is a beautiful Catholic.
Good for him.
And I am ordained through the body and blood of Christ to give you these instructions.
Good for him.
About the stool sample, ma'am. So I expect you wrote them down, because there's going to be a quiz at the end of this conversation.
Go to hell. Hello?
Ms.
Yes?
Did you write all that down?
Did I write all what down?
All the instructions.
Yeah, and I had this call trace also.
How do you have a trace? Come on.
Excuse me?
Did you turn on your tracing machine?
Well, tell me this. What is it that you want? What kind of nutcase are you?
I'm giving you important instructions.
You know what? I don't want your important instructions. I do not want them. So you take your instructions and give it to somebody else.
Okay,
or cram them up your behalf.
You want to know the truth?
No, I do not, because you can't even tell me anything that's true.
I'm telling you, I'm
goodbye,
after you.
Goodbye, asshole.
Ma'am. Oh, man, I was going to tell her the truth.
She is funny as hell, dude.
That's what they tell me. That's what happened.
Phone company, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, this is the phone company. How may I help you?
Someone has called here. This is the second time. Saying stupid things, and I was told to dial star to have the call traced.
Okay, just one moment. I'm going to go ahead and trace that now. Can you hold, please?
Yes, I will.
Okay, here we go. Okay, that's coming back negative, ma'am. Did you insert the carrot all the way up into the anus and then extract it?
Go to hell.
I love you, lady. I love you.
You are one son of a bitch.
Excuse me, identify yourselves. I'm tapping into the line.
Go to hell.
Excuse me, this is Bubba Johnson. I'm the operator from what's going on this line right here.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking team of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Hello, you're calling back to Trace.
Hello?
Good evening. This is Bubba from...
Yeah.
I was just breaking in on the line there. I won't charge you for the break. Normally it's 50 cents when we trace a call and break in on the call.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking notes here. I noticed that you received about 3 calls this evening from a number What is it? So what is the content of the calls? What was going on?
The person asked to speak to my husband, and he said he was a male nurse, and he wanted to give instructions to him. He heard some doctor or something told him to call because he...
I'm sorry. Can you slow down? I'm typing this in. Hold on. All right. You said he was a male nurse.
Yes.
Called your husband, and then what did he tell your husband?
And you're from where now?
I'm a line technician.
Okay. And the person said that they needed to give him some doctor's instructions about what is it that he could do to so that his pressure would go down. And they gave...
I'm sorry, his blood pressure?
Yes.
Okay.
And I said, I'm sorry, but I know about this. I haven't heard him say anything about that. And then and he continued and gave me instructions. And on the end, he said, now, do you have a carrot? Do you know about the collecting a stool a sample? And I said, what kind of stool is a sample? And he said, well, you need...
This sounds like kid stuff. This sounds like kids pulling a joke on.
Well, it wasn't a kid. It wasn't a kid. This was an adult, a crazy adult. Mm. And he said, take a carrot and stick it all the way up his ass.
His what?
Huh?
I can't write that, though.
Well, that's what they say. You said right, you're from Baton. You said you're from Baton.
I'm just going to put down. Said, I can't say harassing. What would you call it?
I call it harassing.
Harassing. Okay.
That's what I call it. You said you were a technician, a line technician.
Yeah, I got to take notes because they're going to trace it back to who called you,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to send somebody out to his house tomorrow.
Okay. And this is not the first time.
Okay, now hold on. All right, I got this filled in. Okay, so what was you going to say before I cut you off? I'm sorry.
I was going to tell you that this is not the first time. It happened about a month ago also. And I was able to apprehend a couple of numbers. And I called the phone company, and I was given, I was told to dial this star, and they would trace the call.
I understand that. All right. Okay, what I need you to do, and I can finish up with you here. All right, I got all the notes down, got your phone number. Now, how many calls did you say it was? Three?
Mm-hmm.
Because three is the limit, you know.
What do you mean three is the limit?
Oh, if someone calls you more than three times,
mm-hmm.
then it's considered, something we can do something about that.
Oh, okay. Well, why did... let me tell you this. When I dialed the star, I was told to call a number, 1-800, and that I could do that at business hours. And I never knew that you was going to come into on the line.
Yeah, I can inline.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm just making sure that you got...
Next time this happens, okay, so next time it happens, if he calls back,
mm-hmm.
What I need you to do mm-hmm. with your phone, okay, I need you to dial the following sequence of numbers. First you got a pen?
Yeah, hold on a minute.
All right.
Where's my pen? Hold on a minute here.
Okay. You'll be ready to take notes.
Hurry up.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, this is the number you got to call.
Okay.
Right, it hits star.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then 4, 6,
mm-hmm.
2.
Mm-hmm.
2.
Mm-hmm.
At 3.
4622.
Three.
Mm-hmm.
00.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry, that's 66. My fault.
And you're a line technician?
No, look, I don't tell you how to do your I don't tell you how to do your job. Don't tell me how to do mine.
Now, who are you talking to? And you're a line technician? And you're going to talk to a customer this way?
Look, let me just give you the number. Okay, just let me give you the number.
Okay, and I'm listening for the number. You're the one that messed up.
I ain't been on the job that long, okay? Cut me some slack.
You ain't been on the job that long, cut you some slack. And you work for, what is your name?
My name is Cletus. I work for...
Okay. Cletus,
okay,
and you work
for... Just start over. Stop, you know... I'm trying to help you here, and you're just finding fault with everything I do.
No, I'm not either. I'm finding fault with your talking to a customer this way. Normally, a person or anybody connected with a phone system would not talk to a customer the way that you're talking.
Hmm. All right, I'll take that as a point of personal improvement.
Well, I don't care how you take it. I'm a customer. And and if you're working for the company, you're working for the company.
I'm sorry. What did I say that was so bad? I don't understand.
Well, you was giving me a number, and you didn't know the number yourself. So I'm questioning whether or not you are actually a worker or that fool that called me.
Now, I can give it a number to call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if he calls back, let's just go back to that.
Okay, and what is your supervisor's name?
Okay, my supervisor's name is Jack Stevens.
Okay, and his number?
All right. I got it on the paper here. Yeah? Okay, it's 877.
Okay. Thank you very much, but I will deal with the company and your person. If this is correct, I'll deal with them. But
I don't want the number to call already and stop.
No, I don't want the number to call. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
But why you gotta be disrespecting me like this?
Goodbye. I didn't know what is going on. That person was. Because any two time you're talking to, it didn't sound like it.
This is Jack.
Hello?
This is Jack.
Jack who?
Jack Masterson.
You work with...
Yes,
what?
How can I help you?
Well, I want to speak to a manager.
Do you have an extension or the name, please?
No, I don't. I want to speak to... It doesn't matter, any manager.
What's your routing number?
What's my routing number?
I need the number to route you to.
Okay, I don't have one.
And what is your name?
Madhouse Radio.
It's a bunch of shit. Hey, everybody, we're back. Madhouse Radio's back. It is it's now December the 11th, Friday, 12:19 a.m. on the East Coast and 9:19 a.m. on the West Coast. Thank you for joining us.
Hello.
Jumping back in here to do some more prank calls. Before we call it a night, we've got the Grand Hotel. They're in Poland. Also got the Hotel Puri Malacca.
Poland.
Hotel Puri Malacca.
How much is that going to cost you?
I don't know. Jintun Tan Cheng Lok. I have no idea where Jintun Tan Cheng Lok, what country that is. Oh, it's in Malaysia. Okay, cool. Jintun Tan Cheng Lok. Wow.
Oh, there you go.
Well, there you go. That. Imagine that. Amazing. Let's call Bunny's Liquor Store back real quick here, and then we'll move into those. Bunny's Liquor Store is a place that I called and just said, like, didn't I just say, hey, stupid asshole, or something, and I got a little verbal spat. We got to call the... We'll call the first liquor store, too. This is Bunny's. This is the second one we did. And we'll check back in with the Puerto Ricans over there at the other one. At Nizga Liquors in New York, New York. Yes, Milkman, we gotta call the USSR.
Look, when you put that in the Facebook, that we're calling the USSR next.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
I said we called Malaysia and Paris. Next, we're calling the USSR. Right.
All right, no answer.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
Okay. Nobody there.
This is AT&T Security. This call is being traced. Call the French Hotel again. You see if Bruno's back.
Yeah, it's about time I check on Bruno again.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
No, I should have tried to hack it. Too late. All right, we're calling Frenchie. We can see if Bruno's in here at the Hotel Napoleon. It might be late enough. I think it was there around 12. I think it was like around this time that he started answering the phone.
He was there late last time. Yeah, he got sick.
Because last time we started the show at this time. That's why.
Yeah, it was like a 3-hour show.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Wow. Things are not looking good. Things are not looking good. We are fucked up now. We really fucked up now, guys.
Fox call to
UK. Can they block the number? Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I could change it up any without any trouble, really. Okay, so Russia, Milkman, as you said, where's my Russia number for the day? Looking.
Nunu is dying to hear this call with his premise there about the spy.
Well, let's call a different. Let's not call the same one that we called earlier. We're going to look for another one here.
Okay.
From before.
There was a cool lady we talked to from like week before last.
Really? I don't know. I'm looking.
Yeah,
I'm looking here.
Hot. You was talking to her for a while.
Talking? No, that was Vietnam. You mean you're talking about Vietnam? Vietnam? We called Vietnam for a while.
No, there was a Russian one we talked to. It was an Estonian lady.
I'm looking. Hang on.
Anyway,
I'm looking. Right. I'm looking. No, here's a Corson Hotel and Casino. Maybe it's this one. Yeah, there was a casino. Maybe that was the one. I don't know.
Corey Fitman.
That's different. That's Excalibur or something.
Yeah. Hey, this is Aquarius.
The cost of this call is 3 cents per minute.
Hello?
Hello, sir?
Hey, woman. I'm sorry I made that noise.
What noise?
Listen. The rivers in Volgograd are gold, are cold in the spring. I'm sorry, I've been drinking. The rivers in Volgograd are cold in the spring. I must have said the wrong. I said the wrong code word, Nunu. I'm sorry. I was a little out of it too.
I have a dossier for you.
And I worked for the Aerostar Hotel. So Nunu's plan is to get me to say that the rivers in Volgograd are cold in the spring. Ask if they have the dossier, and then ask if they are a red fox. If I can get through that, I win the prize. All right, so we're going to continue working on that. Wish I had some good Russian music.
Colostomy bag.
I wish I had Russian music. I wonder what Russian music would be like. Plus, they're very queer.
The cost of this call is 3 cents per minute.
We work.
Yes, hello. This is the USSR.
Good morning.
Good morning. Listen. The rivers in Volgograd are cold in the spring.
Sorry? Could you repeat, please?
Yes, I can. Excuse me. The rivers in Volgograd are cold in the spring.
A little slower.
Do you have the dossier?
You would like to speak with the guest?
No, with, yes, Red
The name?
Red Fox.
What's the name of the guest?
Fox. Red Fox.
Fox?
Yes.
Please spell me first three letters of surname.
No, the Red Fox.
Could you spell me those three letters?
F-O-X.
And the name or surname?
Red, R-E-D.
R-E-D.
Listen, sir, I need to know if you have the dossier. It's okay. Listen.
Unfortunately, I can't.
If it's not safe, say excuse me. Hello.
I don't found the guest yet.
Okay, are you ready? Listen, stupid, I'm going to give you something to type in. You ready?
Yes.
The rivers in Volgograd are cold in the spring. Type that in right now.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Listen, this is a secret USSR code. I need you to type it into your computer. The rivers in Volgograd are cold in the spring. Type it.
I missed something. I'm sorry.
You missed something? What did you miss? Did you miss your binky?
I don't understand what you need.
What did you forget? I'm sorry. It's okay. What can I bring you? Want me to bring you a bottle? You want porno? Okay. Porno magazine? Hey, man. You sound like you're getting ready to explode, bro. What's going on, man? Just chill out, dude.
I don't understand you.
No, sit down next to me on the couch over here.
I don't understand you.
I want you to sit down next to me on the couch, okay? I'm going to play chicken. I'm going to play you be my chicken, all right? You want a little chicken, I'll pet you like my little chicken.
What are you talking about? I don't understand you, I'm sorry.
You know chicken?
No, I am not.
You know what a chicken is? Do you know what a chicken is, you stupid shit? Chicken? Bark, bark, chicken, you know?
You can call me any words you like.
You're a chicken.
Up to you. If you like it, I'm chicken.
You're a horse, too. You're a horse, you know that?
If you like it, I'm horse.
Go. Do it, horse. Say it. If you like it.
He's like Plato.
Yeah,
like
dude. Buddy. You hear that guy? He's just
so malleable.
Jeez, man. That was quite interesting to be able to get that out of him, huh? Yeah.
If you like it, you can call me anything.
Chicken, you know?
You can call me any words you like.
You're a chicken.
Up to you. If you like it, I'm chicken.
You're a horse, too. You're a horse, you know that?
If you like it, I'm horse.
Go. Do it, horse. Say it.
You're a donkey, Mr. Buffalo.
All right, see, that's awesome. Instant replay brought to you by 98.6 themouth.com. Everybody, be sure to visit that site. 98.6 The Mouth and our friends over at 98.6 The Mouth.
98.6
The Mouth. Awesome.
There, he's got it.
That was interesting. All right, so we didn't quite get through. I think, didn't we? We had a conversation with the Golden Apple Hotel, I think. Let's try them and see what's up with them.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the code word.
We should have James Bond music is what I need, motherfucker.
3 cents per minute.
Доброе утро, отель Golden Apple Геннадьевич, могу помочь.
Listen, shut up, stupid.
Excuse me?
Why do you talk so stupid? Why do you say so much stuff? Huh?
Hello?
Now, why do you say so much stuff when you pick up the phone? I have a problem.
How can I help you, sir?
I always have the first word and the last word, you understand? That's how we're going to start this conversation. Listen. The rivers in Volgograd are cold in the spring. No. Didn't work. We'll call him back. We'll repeat it. I kind of got a little fresh with him.
We're looking for Red Fox. We got off on our wrong foot.
Red Fox.
The cost of this
we have to do it in order,
milkman. 3 cents per minute.
We say the code word, we get a response, we ask if they have the dossier. Yes, hello, the rivers in Volgograd are cold in the spring.
Yes?
No, I said the rivers in Volgograd are cold in the spring, wink, wink.
You want to talk with...
Yes, do you have the... Listen, do you have the dossier there? Do you have the package?
Package?
The dossier, the bag, the book bag. The suitcase, the briefcase. It has the papers.
Could you hold the line, please?
I need to speak to Red Fox.
Dear guest, Golden Apple is available online. Book your rooms directly on our website, goldenapple.ru. Get the best rate and save your time. It is convenient and safe. Book rooms on goldenapple.ru.
You think it's nice to go to Russia? You think it's a cool place to go?
Hello, Dmitry, how may I help you?
Listen.
No.
Yes, sir, I'm listening to you.
The rivers in Volgograd are cold in the spring.
Sorry?
The rivers in Volgograd are cold in the spring. Wink, wink.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
But,
listen, I left the papers. Do you have the papers?
May I ask you to speak a little bit louder because we...
Listen. Attention to me.
Yes, sir.
Do you have the papers?
The papers?
Yeah, the dossier papers.
No, unfortunately, we don't have it.
Well, but the rivers in Volgograd are cold in the spring, are they not? Who am I? Listen, I need to speak to Red Fox.
You need to send the fax?
No, I need to talk to Red Fox.
What's a Red Fox?
Mr. Fox.
You need to speak to him, or?
Yes, hurry up at once.
And he's our guest now.
Yes, this is tell him that Jay Duck is calling.
Okay. What's his surname? One more time, please. Mr. Fox?
Yeah, Mr. Fox.
Fucking Red Fox. This is fucking nuts.
Unfortunately, at this moment, we don't have such a guest, which surname was Fax.
What about Ben Dover?
One more time, please.
Dover?
What's her name?
Ben Dover.
Okay, just a second, please. No, nothing, sir.
Read it. What did you look for, Ben? Read it back to me. You gotta read these back to me when you're looking for them.
I can't find the guest. Which name you tell me?
Okay, what about the other one? This one. You ready?
Yes.
I'm a gay.
So, the last name, please, one more time. About...
G-A-Y-E.
G-A-Y-E.
And then first name, I'm a. I am a.
I'm trying to find it by the last name, but...
Do the full name. The full name, first and last. And please read it back to me. Make sure you have it right. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for Mr. Gay.
What's
I'm looking for him, but I can't find him.
What's the first name?
of the person you tell me.
Ima.
We just
look. Try it. Do I M A G A Y.
I M A. Nothing.
What did you look for? Say it back.
I M A.
No, I M A G A Y.
I M A G A Y?
Yes.
I M A G A Y.
Read that back to me, please.
I M A G A Y.
I am a gay.
Sorry?
Pronounce it right.
I am a gay, yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, what was it again? You're laughing, Milkman.
I think he heard you laughing.
I think he realized what he said. I'm a gay.
I couldn't hold it any longer.
Milkman, we're going to miss it.
Read that back to me, please.
I am A-G-A-Y.
I am a gay.
Sorry?
Pronounce it right.
I am a gay, yes.
I'm sorry, what was it again?
Yeah, I am a gay. That's funny, Milkman. You're the one. How did he hear you laugh, Milkman? That's funny. No, I guess I did laugh a little bit. But from the beginning, he said he couldn't hear me. How could he hear me laughing in the background like that? I pulled the phone all the way from me. Jeez.
I think he figured it out. He knew enough English.
I think he figured it out. He goes, I'm a gay, yes. I think he figured it out.
Yes. After that, that's going into a promo.
I got to get the one where I said, so what are you looking for, Mr. Gay? Mr. Gay. He said it upset, like,
he's
Mr.
on part steam right now.
Yeah.
Hi.
He's looking for Katie K. I gotta make that a drop. I gotta add some new sound effects to the soundboard. I'll put that one on there. I'm a gay. I'm gonna get the Russian guy saying, I am a gay.
98 point mouth.
All right, let's see if we can get some action over here from Bruno. What the fuck, right? Fucking Bruno. Fucking ass.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Napoléon le concierge, bonjour.
Bonjour. Bonjour.
May I help you?
Yes. May I speak with Bruno, please?
Is that here yet? Now it's in Paris, it's 6:45.
I don't care.
Bruno will arrive around 10.
Well, that's a long time.
In 3 hours.
Can you connect me to his phone, please, at home?
Sorry?
Connect me to his personal phone line.
I don't know.
You're really doing it.
Bienvenue à ton appelant réception, bonjour.
Listen, I need to speak to Bruno, please.
Bruno is not there, sir.
Who is this, damn it?
He will start in 3 hours.
I don't understand why he promised me to give me my $300. You people stole my wallet. You understand?
Where are you calling from, sir?
From the toilet.
From where?
The toilet.
Okay. Do you want me to ask Bruno to call you back when he will arrive?
No. I'm in the toilet right now. Come to the toilet and bring me my wallet right now.
Phone number.
Which toilet, sir?
The toilet on the first floor.
What's your room number?
The men's toilet. My toilet.
I understand. What's your room number?
Are you going to come here and try to touch me in my person? Listen, man. If you think I'm going to let some fucking sexual pervert come to my house.
What's your name, please?
And touch my underwear. You got something
okay,
else coming
thank you,
to
sir. Sorry, because I'm not understanding you. I'm not replying to my question.
104.
May I know your, may
what
have
am
your
I,
name, please?
Excuse me, am I a chicken that I have to reply when you say... When you say the say, I have to say back? Am I a bird?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not understanding. May I have your name, please?
My name is Valente.
Volante.
Valente, goddammit. You monkey.
Okay, may I have your phone number, please?
It's 407-459-4534. Damn it.
Okay, I will ask Bruno to call you back, sir.
No, well, it's the phone number. Read it back.
Okay.
No, answer me. Listen, you're not answering my questions.
Yes.
Woman.
What is your question?
Are you a woman?
I'm sorry, sir. I will just take your phone number and Bruno will call you back.
Listen. I got one more question, okay? Listen, okay? You ready?
Okay, thank you, sir. Goodbye.
No, shut up. Listen. I got a question for those fucks. I don't want to hear my question.
Your phone number. I almost gave it to you. Dude, I think we've got to get AT&T security.
What happened to the mic there?
The cost of this call is...
Sorry, guys.
3 cents per minute.
Listen, I hate Sprint.
I'm sorry?
You can take me off your telephone machine right now.
That again?
Said, get me off your telephone machine right now.
Get me off your telephone machine.
You
why?
People keep calling my telephone machine.
I do.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I keep getting call solicitations trying to sell me snake oil and shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
Where are you?
In Chicago.
Oh, crap. I hope this isn't costing me any money because I'm in Australia.
No, I'm calling Collect.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. I'll catch you around.
No, hey, can you hit star 1-2?
Yeah, I'm calling Collect. I'm like, woo, like it's a party. Yay, I'm calling Collect. Yeah. Let's call England or Australia. Let's call Australia again. Let's tell them I'm calling Collect.
Yeah, that was cool. She sounded pretty saucy.
Let me just say, I'm calling Collect.
That's actually a good idea to get them going.
I'm calling Collect. And I'll keep calling. I'm calling Collect.
It's an episode of The Simpsons, isn't it?
3 cents per minute.
Or ended up getting extradited to Australia to get kicked in the ass with a boot. That's a good episode, the Australian one. I love that episode.
Speaking.
Hey, I'm calling Collect. Woo! I'm calling Collect. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hi, I'm calling from Chicago, and I'm calling Collect.
It's him again. Hello?
Yeah, I'm calling Collect from Chicago, in the United States.
I'm sorry, none of the owners are here present?
No, this is already accepted. I'm on underground cable. Underground cable.
I'm on an underground cable.
What's your name? What are you wearing?
I thought I called a different one. I guess I called the same one. Whoops. All right, we'll call it Sunshine Town Kebabs in Queensland.
Sorry, the owners are here
for a minute. Yeah, right. She's like, it's them again. It's the Collect call us.
The cost of this call is 3 cents per minute.
I'm going to call and yell Ozzy, Ozzy, Ozzy and see if they yell oi, oi, oi.
Eddie Garcia. Oh, okay. Good, Eddie Garcia. Ozzy,
Ozzy, Ozzy.
Thank you, Bob. This is Jude.
Hey, listen. How you doing?
This is Jude.
Hey, this is Valente. What's going on?
Sorry, who's this?
This is Valente. I'm calling from Chicago.
Who were you wanting to speak to?
I was calling to make an order. I'm calling collect.
You want to make?
I'm calling collect from America to make an order.
Valente. Where are you calling from?
From the United States of America.
So how can you make an order if you're calling from the United States of America?
Because, well, see, it starts this Malaysian guy stole my wallet earlier tonight.
And well, I can't help you with that.
Well, yeah, you can. You can put my order in.
Yeah, but you can't pick it up.
Well, yeah, but I just want you to make the order, though, like, in case.
I can't make an order because you're not going to pick it up.
How do you know? I'm not even there yet. How do you know?
I know you're not here yet. You're calling from America, so what's the point of me making you an order?
No, I mean, no. I command you to, you know, make the order.
No, you can't command me to make one.
Listen, I'm the United States of America.
Yeah, I'm listening.
So
yeah, okay. Well,
you go ahead and do what I say. You go be a nice little girl. If I was there, I'd give you a little nice little spank on the bottom and go like that, and you go and run along and make the sandwiches for me.
No, it's not gonna happen.
Can you put a man on the phone, please?
Yep.
Thanks.
Hello.
Listen, can you take my order? Because I'm just not getting anywhere with that stupid woman.
Do you know who? Excuse me?
This stupid woman doesn't hurry up and take my order. So you write down my order, all right? Because I don't need women messing up the stupid order. Hey, women make a mistake all the time.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, that's all right.
Listen.
Sorry about that. Okay, how can I help you?
What kind of sandwiches you got there, man?
Pardon?
You got any kebabs? You got beef kebabs?
Yeah.
You guys get curry?
What would you like?
I'm building curry. Give me, like, I want 3 beef kebabs, you know?
3 beef kebabs? No problem.
You don't have any
what
hummus?
Time would you pick up them?
Well, the flight is about 24 hours, and I'll probably go to the airport, like, in 2 or 3.
Okay, no problem.
So if you can maybe start that up, like, maybe in an hour for me.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to come. I'm in America. I can't make it there to eat it, but I want you to make it, though.
Okay.
Like, I'm placing the order, and I just want you guys to, you know.
The Benjamin
biscuits. That's all right. No problem. Okay, what would you like? 3 kebabs?
3 kebabs, yeah.
Okay, that's all?
Yeah, that's all.
Anything else?
No, what kind
that's
of...
all? No problem.
Do you have any Diet Coke?
Okay. We do just kebabs.
You don't have any soda?
Yeah, is that all?
What kind of sodas do you have?
What, pardon me?
What sodas do you have? What refreshment soft drinks?
We have chicken and lamb.
Have the drink, you stupid.
We have chicken meat and lamb meat.
To drink? I'm gonna drink chicken meat?
We do Pepsi. Pepsi.
Pepsi and what else?
Yeah, Pepsi, sure.
What, Pepsi, that's it? Just Pepsi, that's it?
That means it's Pepsi and, you know, all Schweppes products, Mountain Dew, Pepsi, Solo Sunkist, and Passion Fruit. Yep.
Passion
and
Fruit?
And Gatorade.
Yeah, Gatorade.
Passion Fruit, yep.
Yeah, sounds cool, man. What do you like better, Pepsi
apple
or...
apple juice, orange juice.
What about Coca-Cola? Like, I want Coca-Cola, though. Coke, only.
Coke? Oh, we don't do Coke, but you can get the Coke from next door, not a problem.
Uh-huh.
We do just Pepsi.
You're going to have
a
drink?
We do just Pepsi.
Yeah? Hey, I was wondering, like, do you know what, you know, like, chicken, right? You know what a chicken is?
Yep.
I want you to be like my chicken, and I'm going to, you know,
that's
like...
That's all right, no problem.
I'm going to pet you like my chicken.
Yeah, you can.
Will you let me pet you like a little chicken?
Yeah, no problem.
Like, where you want to sit down, like on my lap?
Yeah.
I'll pet you my little chicken. Will you make noises like a chicken, like, burr, burr, like that, while you do it?
That's all right.
Would you be okay? Like, I'm just as a fan.
I'm just a little bit, means a couple of customers waiting.
No, but it's okay. No, just tell me. Do you want to do my fantasy? I want you to be my chicken. My little chicken. I'll pet you like
chicken?
A chicken, like a chicken.
Yeah, you can pay with check, no problem.
No. I want to pet you like you're my chicken, like a little baby chicken.
Yes, sir. What's the meaning of baby chicken?
Chicken.
Sorry, I couldn't get you.
Hello.
Yeah, I want to pet him like my baby chicken.
You want what?
I want to pet him like he's my little baby chicken. You understand?
No, I don't understand.
No, I want him to be like my little baby pet chicken. I'm going to pet him on his head like a little baby chicken.
Oh, okay.
And touch him.
Oh, you're coming here in 24 hours, are you?
Uh-huh, he's going to sit down on the couch next to me, and I'm going to pet him like my little baby chicken.
Who is?
What's the boy's name that was just talking to me?
Assam.
Assam?
He's going to sit. Assam.
Assam?
A-S-I-M.
Assam, yeah. Okay.
Assam, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to pet him like a little chicken.
You're going to pet him like a little chicken. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to be here in 24 hours, are you?
Yeah, you're going to get me a sandwich?
A kebab.
Yeah, two beef kebabs, yeah.
Have you had a Sunshine Kebabs kebab before?
No, never.
So how did you get our number?
Your number was given to me by the embassy, the U.S. Embassy.
The U.S. Embassy.
Right, because I lost my wallet got stolen in Chicago by a Malaysian boy.
Uh-huh.
Right, and they gave me this number to call.
Uh-huh. Why? I don't understand why.
I don't know either. They gave me this. They said to call this number.
Oh, okay.
Ask for Assam.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
All right. Well, look.
Oh,
tell Assam that we're gonna touch and everything. We're gonna play.
Alrighty, so tomorrow you'll be here, yeah?
Yeah, but I want to thank you for letting me do the collect call, because I know it's been a few minutes and everything.
Oh, okay, alright.
This is a collect
call.
That's
all good. Yeah.
No, it is really, this is, I called you collect.
No, it's not, because it would have come up beginning to say that it was collect, and I would have said no.
No, I called from, because I called from the underground cable. No, really, this
is... it comes up.
Can you...
It should come up this end that it's a collect call.
Yeah, but could you actually do me a favor? Could you, on the phone, could you hit *40?
Why?
Just to end the call.
Okay, when I finish.
No, right now. Can you just do it right now?
Star 40.
Yeah, could you do that for me real quick?
Done.
Okay. Yeah, okay, that authorizes the charges. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Alrighty. Okay,
okay.
Bye.
Alright, bye.
How gullible is she?
Another perfect call.
That was good.
Assam, oh my god.
No, my little baby.
Little
baby chicken. You can see me petting some guy like a little baby chicken.
Baby chicken with Vegemite thorn biscuit.
Baby chicken, baby chicken. I'll be all weird like that. All right, that's how I talk to my cat. The Golden Ring Hotel.
Close the Lucas of Asram.
Asram. Oh, there's going to be some Asram. My guy, he's an Asram.
The cost of this call is... 3 cents per minute.
Ass Sam.
Sam must be a universally intelligent name.
The rivers in Volgograd are cold in the spring. Yes, hi, this is the Jade Duck.
Hello.
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 Hey, stupid, this is the Jade Duck.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Yeah, you sound hot. Are you a little hot?
Hello?
Are you a little hot?
I'm sorry.
Okay, hey, the rivers in Volgograd are cold in the spring.
I'm sorry. Hello?
Yeah, the rivers in fucking Volgograd are fucking cold in the fucking shit fucking spring.
I'm sorry.
Well, fuck you. Hang up the phone.
I'm done because I just realized I got to wake up early tomorrow, and I have to make 2 boxes of stovetop stuffing because I've got a fucking potluck tomorrow at work, and I'm supposed to bring the stuffing. Oh, where do you got to go? You got to go get up early tomorrow, Tuck. Big plans tomorrow, Tuck. Good big plans. Painting on numbers. Paint by numbers. Yeah.
Painting numbers. It's a big demand for painting numbers.
Painting numbers a bunch of different colors and
everyone
shit.
Everyone could do it.
Yep. Yeah, motherfucker, everybody, I want to thank Tuck for being here, of course. That's TuckerMike.com is his goddamn website, TuckerMike.com. Thank you for being on the show tonight. We'll catch you next week, Tuck. Yay, Tuck. I want to announce that I am making final selections. Go ahead, Tuck, I'm sorry. Tug. Alright, so now I'm sending up the new CDs. I'm coming down to final track selections. Looks like it's going to come down to 13 prank calls. It's going to be online only. Not going to sell hard copies of it, more than likely, unless there's some huge demand, which I doubt will be. God willing. There won't be. It's a bunch of stress having to send those fucking CDs out. I don't want to go through that again. I release it online. Download it for free. Download the MP3s and listen to them. I want to thank Lonesome Loser for sending in numbers. I want to thank Milkman for stopping in. I want to thank everyone who listened tonight. A lot of people in the house tonight. Milkman, do the official thing so we can get out of here. Make it quickly, please.
All right, man. Hey, man. This has been a killer night. What do you say, everybody? What I'm talking about, man. Hermanito.
That's back shit.
In the house and kicking ass. I want to thank everybody for stopping by, visiting your friends right here at 98.6 The Mile, Creating the Madhouse Live. Do not miss us next week. And first and foremost, I do want to thank our numbers, Hitman, the Lonesome Loser, all hands held high. Thank you so much, Brother Lonesome Loser. I'd like to thank everybody else for stopping in, Coken, E, Tuck, Lifelike, Maven, my sexy Maven, yeah. Nunu, the Wanker, MST3 Clay, Sonora Cal, all of our friends, Botwin, Brent,
yeah.
Squared, Shooter. I'd like to thank everybody for stopping in, because you know what? We do this every week for free. We drop the dime. All we ask is for a little time to share some laughs and have some fun right here in the Madhouse. And most of all, thank you, the Delisimo, the Madhouse, Hermanito. Thank you, brother, for having us back.
Yay, thank you for fucking me up, Milkman. Hey, thanks, Coconut, for working on editing. Also, good work. And we're out of here. Thank you, everybody. Bye.